Gee, here's breaking news. There's a hurricane coming.
There is?
It's time to tell my story from 6 o'clock again.
Please do it.
So I'm in Walmart yesterday. There's a 6'5" burly guy. So I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to be dead by guy instead of hurricane. So he's arguing with a little old lady, must have been 4'9". I swear, it's a little old lady in a flower dress. They're arguing over the last case of water. He's going, "That's not your case. I was there first." And she's like, "Oh, no, Shani, I need that one." Both of them had 4 cases of water in their shopping carts.
Already? Why do they need more than that?
Because somebody on TV, you know, I'm really hating TV today.
I know.
They're the cause of a lot of this. Because you need to have certain, you know, and they tell you how much water you have. The limit was 5 cases. So I guess everybody felt they needed to get 5 cases. What I'd like to do is have a law where we could shove all 5 cases of water down their throat in 3 days. Because they really need it. You know, you need that much water in 3 days.
You don't need 5. Well, Publix, I'm surprised they allowed 5 cases. The Publix by me, it's a 2-case limit. You can't have more than 2 cases. I mean, you can go back later and get another 2, I suppose, but...
This morning, we're watching together collectively here. Smoke, I and Jill watching. What is this? I don't even know. And Channel 35.
Yeah.
And Coco Lopez is on there. She's the reporter. She's over at Home Depot. "If you want to get wood, you need to get down here right now." Stop saying that.
Rick's like, "No, I need to get there first. I'm telling everybody to clear."
Exactly. Don't do that. No, well, but they truthfully are driving people crazy.
You know, my mom had a good theory because she was like, "Do you think they just go nuts on the news because they think Floridians won't take it seriously? So they like want to over panic you so you'll be prepared?"
No, they just, I don't know, because it gets ratings. Sensational reporting like that gets ratings.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Run for your life! Could you see the program director to the reporter? "Hey, every few minutes I want you to say like this, run for your lives, WNBC.
WNBC.
There was one station yesterday. Did you see that one?
What was it, the Weather Channel was doing it?
Yeah, did you see they have like, normally you have the weather guy and he's pointing at the stuff on the map. Yesterday, because I guess the hurricane, they had reinforcements. They had 2 people.
Oh, I saw that.
Pointing at the same map.
There was a guy and a girl and I'm like, why do both of you have to be there? Is one of you bored? And you're like, let's just do this next one together.
There's more weather than I have hands.
Orlando's Channel 10, I Seen It News, jumps into hurricane hyperdrive.
Hyperdrive.
Now, a Channel 10 exclusive, we have 2 people to point at the radar map.
Bob Toppin will be here showing you the radar. Now, Catherine, you go ahead and point at that side of the radar. I'm going to go ahead and point at this side.
So, like this?
Yes, very good. Now, those of you at home, keep in mind, the pink part of the radar is dangerous.
Oh, I love pink. That's my favorite color, but I also like green. Can I point at the green?
Yes, Catherine, point at both.
That's right.
That's right.
2 people pointing at the radar 2000 on Channel 10, I Seen It News, with Dorian hurricane coverage.
Rain crisis 2019, with exclusive 2 people pointing at the map at the same time coverage.
Channel 10, I Seen It News hurricane coverage brought to you by the big store that sells plywood, water, and generators. Buy more than you need.
Rick Stacy.